Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I am calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
Customer support from who?
Callback. You had a charge on your card
Okay.
or?
Oh, hold on. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
Okay.
my husband's got to go to the phone.
Okay.
I thought it was somebody else. That's why I'm asking.
I know I heard the surprise in your voice, like, if you're not the right one, you're not getting one answer. And as soon as I
Uh-oh.
said charge and you said yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hold on. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to know how can I help you today, if you can give me your zip code.
My zip code is 30116.
Okay, sir, and your name?
My name is Ron Durocher, Durocher.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir, and I'll pull your account up for you.
Thank you.
Be okay. I'm still here, Ron. I'm still looking for your account. Give me a moment.
Thank you.
It's not pulled up yet. Okay. Okay, found you. Thank you very much for waiting, sir. Could you
Okay.
verify your address for me, please?
It's 392 Mill Pond Crossing, unit number C7, Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm waiting for it to pull your account up. Give me a few moments, please. Don't know why my Hold on. Okay, here we go, sir. I'm gonna say very slow today. So, explain to me, Ron, what is the reason for the call?
Okay, I'm just checking my credit card statement today, and I noticed there's two charges from Extreme Boost. One was a posting date of November 15th, and the
Yes.
amount $5.74. What was that for? Can you tell me?
I guess went online or a store and paid five. 74 for shipping and charging for a tactical bag. Was that shipped to you, sir?
No,
Yeah.
because there's another charge here from Extreme Boost for $67 on
Yes,
November.
I see that. Okay, let me explain the first one. The 574 was for shipping and receiving for a tactical bag, and it was on a sweepstakes, sir.
Okay.
So by it being on a sweepstake, you get a discount on your account. You were given a welcome gift. It's called a hero, but I guess it's workout for the body. And 6732 is a valid charge because since it was in a sweepstakes, you didn't close the account, and they charged you $67.32, sir. And it's showing that it's they shipped it to you was been shipped since 11/14, the day you did entered into this. How did you go online, sir, or go into a
Yeah,
store?
I did.
Online? Okay, so when you filled this out, not that you know in the terms and condition of the sweepstakes, you were automatically given discount membership voucher every month for $125, where you can go online and purchase gadgets or electronics. But the point is that the account remained open for this tactical bag, and they charge you $67.32. So I can help you this morning with the charge. And what would you like me to do for the account? If the tactical bag comes to you, it's yours. We don't do returns. Voucher, if it comes, and if you cancel your account, you still, that's yours to keep, sir. And that comes on your email. So you have to take a look at your email, I guess, every now and then to see if you have gotten it for the month of November.
I've been checking lately, and I check it every day, and I've never seen anything like this for Extreme Boost. That's why I was calling.
Oh, well, that's what it was for. It was a tactical bag that you paid the shipping and handling. It was in a membership, sir. That's why you have the $67.32, because the account remained open, sir.
Can I stop this whole thing?
Yes, you can do that. So since they shipped it,
see, I never received anything.
Okay, so shipped. Okay. So, sir, I'm going to cancel this account for you, so you won't be charged anything else. And it's for the. Okay, I was looking at a note that was left. If I cancel your account, sir, and you still don't receive this tactical bag, you keep the confirmation number, and you call back, and they will reship you another one.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do for the charge, Ron, I can offer you 35% refund on it, so you can get some of your money back for the charge. Like I said, it's a valid charge because the account remained open.
I don't want to be charged for anything more in the future, period.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm going to cancel the account today. So once I cancel this, there's no more anything on here. And I'm going to help you with the 67.32. I can give you a partial refund for this. I can offer you 50%, sir, if you don't want the 35.
No, I don't want it, period, no.
You don't want any refund? I mean, no help with the charge, or are you going to take care of it yourself?
No. All right, you can give me back on the charge, but the bag, I don't want the bag, period.
Okay, that's okay with you. So you do want the 50%, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Okay.
And hold on just one moment. I can tell me how much you're going to receive back. And you want it 50. So from the 67, 32, sir, I can give you a partial refund of 33.66 back to you in 3 to 5 days, sir.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Okay. Hold on just for me while I go take care of this for you.
You can't do it on my. Which credit card do you have on file right now?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't mean to say it like that, sir. It caught me off guard. We don't keep credit cards, accounts. We just help you with the recharge and the refund. It goes back to your account or to your credit card. We don't do that.
But see, my credit card has been changed. I have a different one now.
You still have the same account, though. Is that correct?
Same account.
Yeah, that your anything that comes to you is like money. It goes to one certain account, even though you don't have a card.
I don't know anything about that. Normally everything comes back to my credit card if I cancel anything.
Okay, so what are you saying? That you don't have this credit card anymore?
No, the one ending in 5361? No.
Well, when we send this with your from your account has your name, address, and everything. And I don't know about that for about the credit card thing, if they have knowledge of that. But well, either way, it's gonna make it to your bank. I don't know how that's arranged, but it's gonna make it to your bank, and they'll take care of it from there. You still bank with the same bank, sir? Not to be personal.
Yeah, but
okay.
I don't think I've ever given anybody my bank account. Everything came to the
bank.
Oh,
I don't need any bank account, sir. I just need to cancel this and let you know that I'm going to do the refund for you. You will reach it in 3 to 5 days for $33.66, and then it's out of my hands. Once it does that, it goes to where it's going to go. I have knowledge of it.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Hold on just a moment, sir. So we're doing 6732. Wow. Okay, so I had to wait a moment so
okay.
I can do this refund for you. Let me get you a confirmation number also.
Okay.
Five, 593. Okay, sir, refund I'm finna do for you right now. Okay, thank you again, sir, for waiting.
Oh, thank you.
Computer is kind of slow. Okay, 3366. Okay. The refund, the partial refund of 3366 did go through, sir. You'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I went through, and now I'm closing your account.
Thank you.
Permanent. Just one moment while I get your a confirmation number, sir, and make sure everything is taken care of correctly. And thank you again for waiting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Taken care of. Account canceled so you don't get any more charges.
Okay.
Your refund for $33.66, 3 to 5 business days, and your confirmation number, sir.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
262-66.
262.
Uh-huh. 66.
Yeah.
55.
55.
73, sir.
73.
Wait a minute. 5. That's a 9, sir, but that's my right. That's my fault. The last two numbers are 9-3, sir.
9-3 instead
yes.
of 7-3. Okay.
Yes. Is there anything else for you, sir?
No. Thank you so much for helping me out. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome, sir. Have a, thank you for calling customer support. And you have a nice day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.